Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt Spring on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning, hello, happy Thursday, everybody.
What is happening?
Thursday morning's going well out there, everybody.
It's off to a pretty good start so far. No issues, no spills. Easy drive in.
Yeah.
We're two for two.
Yeah. Got free chargers.
You got a charger today?
Finally.
Hey, look at that. Those damn thieves in the neighborhood.
It's not easy to be a soy boy sometimes.
You can't roll the dice there, man. You got to make sure you're fully charged so you can get home today after the show.
Left yesterday 30 miles from here to home. I'm like, oh, God.
You didn't know if you were going to make it or
had
not.
I had to charge all day at my house. It sucks. Not a fan.
Got to find a place to stop on the way home. It's probably pretty easy, though, to find a place to stop, I would imagine.
Yeah, the only problem with the charging situation, one, if you're going to have a car that charges, like I'm getting to the end of the lease. I leased for the first time ever.
Sure.
I think I'm going to finance.
Yeah.
I'm kind of leaning that way.
Hedging that bet right now.
Versus spending like 12 G's on a car outright because I don't want a car payment.
Sure. It's not fun.
You got to add a home charger, like a legitimate one. I'm doing like literally a standard 3-prong plug-in. And it works enough to give me, like, I charge for 8 hours and it gives me 20 miles.
Yeah, so you got enough at least.
I got enough juice to get in and
get
out.
Get around the neighborhoods and get to work, but that's about all it accomplishes.
Yeah. No side trips. You got to go one spot and go one spot back.
There's no
side trips.
I was like, wife, taking the car. See you later.
No audibles. You got to get straight home or else you're going to be
straight
stuck.
There.
No side quests. Now, what's the cost of putting, like, a legitimate one in your house?
I haven't actually done any.
Okay.
I know PGE sends me these random, like, if you do this, you get this tax credit or something.
Yeah, you could get some tax breaks for it, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think so, but I don't know what the actual cost is.
Not smart enough to figure all that out. There's a few of them in the neighborhood when I walk around, and you can see them. They stick out like a sore thumb because they're always big. They're out front of the driveway.
Yeah.
The car's charging in the driveway.
You can put them in the garage, and then people have their cords come out of the garage door. Yeah.
You can, yeah. Some people have them have to, like, park on the side of the street. It's always cracks me up. When I see like a cord coming
there's
underneath
a cord
the
across
fence.
The sidewalk, and
then, like put a couple cones up, like, please don't unplug this, man.
Walk or run past it and trip over it.
Yes.
Well, you can't. Here's the thing: you can't unplug them.
Oh, you can't.
No. When they're in. Locked in.
It's
even
locked.
If you hit the button on it, it doesn't yank out.
So that's what I'm saying. Some poor soul's going to trip over it because there's no way the cord's coming out.
So if you trip on one of those things, you're screwed.
Yep.
Next time I'm on my neighborhood run, I'll make sure to jump over the cord.
Well, I'm trying to weigh like what to spend the money on. Like, is it?
Have you seen the price of gas lately?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And I don't think it's going down.
No, not anytime soon.
At least there's no indication.
No.
Every day it changes. It's like, we've won the war. It's over.
Right.
We're going to get a solution.
Yeah.
Oh, the ceasefire's been broken. Now we're back in a war.
Yeah. If you were living in South Carolina right now, probably not going to hit you as much. But in Portland, Oregon, it's a kick in the ass.
It is a kick in the ass because we have, you know, a little more our gas prices are. But, like, still in South Carolina, they're paying four and some change.
Oh, I'm sure it's still incredibly
expensive.
So for
them, it's the same as if it is for us.
It's not even like I've got to the point, too, where I'll hunt sometimes. Like, you drive around and always keep your eyes peeled when you drive by one because they got the amount up on their big board as you're driving down. And it's like there's literally no point. I'm saving 3 pennies here or 2 pennies there compared to the one over here. But, like, it's ridiculous right now.
It's
so I'm a little jelly of the charger, but I get the charging situation. That's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, it is. You if I had one at home, it wouldn't be a problem.
Not at all, because then you just charge at home all night. You wake up in the morning, you got a full battery every single day.
But there's the occasional, sometimes I'll like, I have to go charge it. I know there's one at like a Target shopping mall area.
Right.
And I just like end up taking a nap in my car,
yeah.
being a weirdo charging for 40 minutes. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just like.
I mean, that's not the worst thing to do, though.
I mean, it's not the worst thing. You know? It's a random
peace and quiet.
Thing.
Nobody's
honestly,
bugging
I
you.
I use that as an excuse to get out of the house.
Yeah.
So, like, do you have a charging up, car?
I'm like, okay, I'm going to charge the car. Yeah, I have the three prong at home. I have the level one charger at home. So I just, and then whenever I'm yeah. here, I'll go charge at the, there's some chargers just over in the parking lot over back here.
Are you charging right now?
No.
Okay, I didn't know you had a charging car.
Look at that.
Chevy Bolt.
We're learning something new about Brandon every day.
The Brandon
I love
it. Charging.
He's like an onion. Every day on the show, every day that he fills in, there's a new piece that gets peeled back, and we find out some new information. I'm quite a fan of this.
So did you finance yours? Are you financing or are you leasing?
Oh, no. I bought it used during last year when they had all those tax credits, federal and state.
Yeah. Smart
so I just bought a used one that was like $7,000 straight up.
It was $7,000 straight up?
And the good thing about it is my Corolla got totaled like a month before, and so we got like $10,000 back from
So now you're saving money.
We basically just replaced it without it coming out of pocket.
That's a great move, right?
Well, I see all these. You know, I live in Clackamas, Damascus, Happy Valley area. Like I see a lot of trucks, and I'm just like, I still see people driving dualies, and I'm like, how are you affording
prayers
this?
To your wallet?
That is what are you getting, seven to the gallon? Like, how are you living? I don't know how people are living in some of the things that they're
eating?
Choosing to drive.
What are you eating? You eat? Yeah. What are you cutting out of your day-to-day life that is allowing you to afford gas to get around town?
You want a ramen
to get to
diet?
And from work?
You know, what's going on here?
I mean, the only saving grace for me right now is we moved closer to work last year, so my commute's not that far, and I don't really ever drive anywhere. Once I'm home, I'm usually kind of home. We can walk everywhere in the neighborhood. So I'm at like a fill up once every, I don't know, maybe once a month, to be honest with you. Like
really?
It does. I don't
That's
fill
not
up
too bad.
It's not too bad, but I usually run it all the way bone dry, and then you go for the fill up and you got like 7 miles to go until your gas tank is empty and you're like, uh oh, this is gonna hit hard.
Well, I have a neighbor that has like a pretty big, I think it's a Tundra, but when I moved in, he was driving that thing all the time. And he pulled in yesterday. I was doing some yard work, and he pulled into his driveway, and he was driving his wife's Outback. And I'm like,
yep.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
That truck not moving as much.
That's why we're taking the wife's car everywhere we go.
Yep.
We got the Forester as car number two.
Well,
gas mileage a little bit better.
I was going to say, do you drive the wife's car if you're driving around town?
If we're going somewhere, we always take her car.
Yeah.
Anytime we're taking the kids somewhere, we're running an errand, we got to go get groceries. Like anytime, like if she's at work, obviously I don't have that option. But if we're both home, then yeah, anywhere we go, we are taking her car. Unless it's like specific, like we had to do a mulch day last Friday.
Mm.
And that's when I become the mulch guy for the entire family, and so I got to deliver mulch to everybody, obviously using the truck for that one. But any other scenario around the neighborhood, it's the Subaru is what we're taking.
Yeah, that's the thing about the charge is, like, I've had to keep my car constantly juiced because even though I'm spending a little bit more on charging, it's got to be cheaper than just filling my wife's car up.
Yes, not even close.
Dude, it's not even close. The last time I did a full fill from an empty tank, it was over $100. And I can't tell you the last time it took me $100. Usually on normal gas times to fill up my tank, and I'm always like running all the way down, gas lights almost on, and then we fill up. You're usually looking at $60 to $70 to fill it up, the entire tank. And the last time I did a full fill, it was over $100.
Yeah, I think it. So I'm charging right now at our work.
Mm-hmm.
It's $1 an hour. So I'm going to spend about three.
Be here about five hours,
three,
give or take.
Call four.
Four, yeah.
So I'll spend $4. That car will give me juice for 2 to 3 days.
And now you're good.
Yeah.
Now you're set.
Yeah. Now sometimes,
it's not even close to being a cost comparison.
Probably not.
Not close. The only question would be how much does it cost you to put one of those in your house? But eventually, again, the whole point is you're going to pay it off in the long run because you got an upfront payment. But eventually, if you're saving money charging elsewhere and you're just charging at home, like you're going to break even.
Well, even.
It's like the idea of solar panels, which I'll probably never do, but you pay for them upfront.
I've always wanted to.
And eventually, they pay for themselves, but it just takes a while in order to get there.
I guess what I'm asking is if I'm going to go back to gas.
Yeah, come on back, brother.
And we stop doing what other countries want us to do.
Right.
We make our own decisions.
Gas prices come back down to normal.
But I asked you sincerely, what is going to be the new normal? It ain't going down to $2.20 here, dude.
No, no, it's not.
So is like the new normal $3.80?
It's one of those things that they realize.
You know, like, they're going to get away with it.
Wait, people are willing to spend this much on gas? Oh, okay. We don't have to go all the way back down.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like when all those tariffs hit and all of a sudden everything's more expensive. But now I thought we're getting refunded. But I'm not getting any of that money.
Where's my $2,000 check? I thought the Doge guys were doing stuff.
They're just pocketing that money.
You see what I'm saying, though?
Key like, price is exactly where they were. These idiots are spending this much already.
What does gas drop to that then they name the new normal that we just go, okay, right. We all complain about it. We literally do nothing about it. Yeah. We keep playing the game with them.
We also live in a state where we tax gasoline and it's a little bit more expensive in our own state. So it's a double whammy because we're not getting help at the federal level and we ain't getting help at the state level either.
So if the average ends up dropping to 330 at some point, we're still paying 370, 380? Yeah,
probably.
Right?
Probably.
It's about 30, 40 cents more, right?
We're going to be a little bit more than everybody
else. So there you go.
Have fun with that.
Congratulations.
Yeah!
We're all broke.
We are, man. We're all broke boys.
Gen Z's posting videos now because they feel the need to defend themselves because they've got these... Have you seen, like, the Pussycat Dolls and Megan Trainers? They're trying to do these tours, and they're not selling tickets.
Yeah, nobody's going anymore.
And they're having to come out and be like... unfortunately, due to scheduling conflicts, we're canceling. And it's like, no, nobody's buying your tickets. Yeah. You just don't want to say that because you want to save face. Gen Z is making videos and it's like, we're broke.
Have you seen the price of these things, man? Are you kidding me?
Like screaming at their cell phones, recording themselves.
Look, I hope that this is actually a trend and that this is an evening out of the concert world. Because I've seen this has become like even Post Malone had to postpone his recent tour. And that's like a decently sized name guy.
It's a pretty big name right
who
now.
Who can blend into different genres and different cultures and different people wanting to go see him play. Country music and White Iverson combined. It's a very rare thing.
Right.
But I hope that we're fighting back against this. Anytime I don't go to a lot of concerts, one, because of the job that we have, like weeknight concerts are just out the window.
I went to a Post Malone concert on a weeknight. That was tough.
It's not easy to do. You wake up and go up the next morning. I got a 2-year-old at home, so like concerts are not on my radar whatsoever. But I see sometimes like the price of tickets and what they cost, and it just blows me away that people are willing to spend that. Like if you could get a good seat up front and you're not, you know, it's not an arm and a leg for you, by all means, I could get the point. But to sit up high and to watch an ant play music or watch the Jumbotron the entire time,
right,
and it's costing you like a half of a month's mortgage payment, what are we doing here?
Also, like, because we wear headphones every day and we turn them up a little bit, like, I remember going to the Post Malone concert, and it was a great show. He did a good job. This is before he took the country turn.
Yes.
So he's still leaning into some of his White Iverson roots.
Before his pivot, he still had cornrows at this moment.
You could kind of sense he was pivoting into country. Okay. So I'm like, I'm going to enjoy this because this may be the last Post Malone stuff I really listened to.
There's flannels in this guy's future.
Dude, we were in a section and the speaker was just like, and I was just like, it's loud, I'm old, it's not good.
I love complaining about stuff early
in
the morning.
When the speaker sounds like this, you know you're old and washed. You know you're not enjoying a concert the same way.
It's not fun, man. It's just blaring at me, dude. Can we turn it down a little bit? Turn the lights on. I can't see where I am.
Can we make this a theater of the clouds situation here,
just go
please?
Half the arena, okay? Man, that stuff's way too expensive.
It's
way too expensive and so good for people. Like, we had the COVID stuff where concerts obviously shut down and nobody could go. And there's, like, growing theories that this is now, like, that COVID bubble has finally popped because for a couple of years there, we couldn't go to concerts. And then everybody crammed tours down because they were trying to make their money back from the money that they lost.
Also, people missed going to live events, and
it's like you scratch that itch a little bit, and it's like, hey, that was fun. And then after 2 years of it, it's like, wait a minute. They want how much for what show? Blows me away. Like, Joe Fisher's a big concert guy, and he'll drop that from time to time of, like, I was looking at tickets for X, Y, and Z. And you'll hear the name of the artist, and like, that shouldn't be that expensive. And then he'll tell you how much the tickets cost. Mm-hmm. It's like, what? $300 for two tickets to go see who? They should be playing in a county fair.
Well, I know a couple of people are a little younger, and they don't have as many. One person has one kid. Another person doesn't have any kids. And they went down to L.A. and went to that Kanye SoFi concert.
They did.
And I asked them how much it was, and I got left on red.
Yeah, they didn't tell you.
Well, because not only did they have to pay for that ticket, which...
not cheap.
He's not...
He might be a Nazi, but that ain't cheap.
He's not retracting his Nazi-dom to come back to an empty venue.
He's not lowering prices for you.
And then, like, I'll say this about him. You can hate him all you want. I'm certainly have been there. It's still the best concert I've ever been to. His is like, not only the music part of it is amazing, it's the whole show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Well, it's just like he puts so much into a show.
Well, he's quite the artist, don't you
His
know?
Stage was moving. He had a robot. Like, I can't even explain it and do it service. Like, it was one of the more amazing things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So, like, he's not doing that for $80 at the cheap seats.
Nope.
So it's funny they left me on red because I'm like, how much did that cost you?
It's one of those, like,
and you flew down to L.A.
I have that from time to time with golf rounds. Like, that's my equivalent of that. If I play a golf round in a place and somebody, like, I'm ashamed sometimes of, like, yeah, I'm not going to tell you how much.
You golf at places that are, like, so expensive?
Very rarely, but, like, when on vacation, like, if I'm over in Central Oregon or on a golf trip or something and somebody sets up a tee time at a place and you're like, yeah, that was them. Like, Bandon Dunes is kind of this way. If you go down to Bandon, it's going to cost you a lot to go play 18 holes.
But you don't need to say that. People already know.
People already know.
That's a bucket list.
That's a bucket list place.
Right.
So, not the exact comp.
What I would say is perfect is your bachelor party during COVID.
Yes.
When we clearly broke a lot of COVID rules.
Yes, we did.
We golfed in Central Oregon, and we golfed at a private spot that we somehow got access to.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But how much was it? It was expensive.
It was $215.
Yeah.
And I remember, wow. I'd never paid more than like $100 for a round at that point in my life. And so, I remember like my hand shaking. I was contemplating, like, how much do I like this guy?
Yeah. I wouldn't have blamed you at all.
I support love. Love is love. But also,
we were close to the house at that point, too. Just go jump across the street, man. Go hang out at the mansion. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Jump in the hot tub.
But am I not going to?
We'll see you in 4 hours.
Wait, am I not going to? I'm going to be the one person not doing it. So I was just like, charge it.
Yeah. Do it. Throw it
off. Pay that off in 2 weeks.
We'll
regret it.
We'll get to that one later.
And I, you know, I shot a 104. It wasn't great. It wasn't good. It kicked my ass.
Makes it even worse when you spend that much and you don't play well.
Oh, yeah.
At least you get your money's worth, right? It's like, that's like $2 a shot right there, buddy.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Yeah, I like the way you're looking at that.
I shot like an 82. I'm not getting as much money out of every shot out here, okay?
I saw way more of the course than you did.
You're over here. You're over there.
I'll tell you about the rough and the trees.
Checking out two different fairways at the same time.
They manicured into the woods.
I'm on 10 and 11 right now. What do you know about that, huh? Two holes in once, baby.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
So that's the equivalent of concerts for me. Like, there are times, like, we went on a bachelor trip for the brother-in-law 2 years ago. I don't know. Time doesn't make sense. But we went and played the private side of Brasada. That was one of, like,
how much did that cost?
Excuse me, what?
Was it 180?
I don't remember. It was more than that. It was more than Crosswater. I don't remember exactly how much it cost, but I just
like
remember,
almost three bills.
Like, okay. This is what we're playing today.
I love the people. Like, you're kind of one of these.
I mean, the course is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's like you get out there, and Crosswater was the same way. Walk around, you're like, this place is dope. But
what I love about Dirt is he's admitting the truth of, like, how nerve wracking it could be to, like, pay, let's call it $350 to play a place like this, right? Like, holy crap. And then in the same vein, after he pays that, he's like, damn, he's got to buy the $100 Brasada Ranch polo.
I mean, you got to get a polo when you're there. You got to add a polo to the collection.
Why would you not at that
it's
point?
It's a sweet logo. Dude, I'm already in it for so much skin in the game. I might as well add a polo to the collection while I'm at it.
I think that's what I love the most. Is like, yeah, dude, it was crazy, ridiculous, expensive. And then he's wearing the polo that you know cost at least $100.
How nice is that polo, though? It's a good-looking polo.
You're breathing
dude,
pretty good,
it's
huh?
breathable.
Breathing pretty good.
I mean, no coffee stains on that
No
polo.
Coffee stains on that one. We ain't eating nothing. We're going shirtless when we're eating when that shirt's on. We're taking it off before we eat anything.
That's why you're raw dog.
We're not
going to worry about anything falling
ain't
on that
no
polo.
Mustard or ketchup on that hot dog that day, man. That ain't happening.
Yeah. So, yeah, everything's expensive.
Everything is very expensive.
Breaking news.
I'm glad you're charging today, though. You can get home okay.
I'll be all right.
We got that going for us.
You know what? I am going to call PG. I'm still on the fence of what to do here.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend a huge lump sum of money. But I also hate car payments.
Yeah.
I fundamentally do not believe in car payments. But
Brandon had the right strategy, man. I mean, getting totaled, obviously not a part of the plans,
nope.
But you got to turn it into something positive.
It was very fortunate.
Yes.
Very
I know, but the idea of losing.
And you're pocketing a little bit of money because the car didn't even cost the full insurance payment.
Yep, that helped for sure.
That's a dub right there.
See, the
there.
Insurance money helps because if I don't have insurance money, losing that amount of money is just like, damn it, man.
Damn it.
Not good.
No.
Not good at all.
And once you buy a car, you drive it off the lot, guess what?
Yeah.
Value's gone down.
Do you know my oldest, and I think my youngest, but I know my oldest, since she was like three, I'm not getting here. I will be able to say things like, what's a new car?
depreciating asset.
Like, I have plugged it into her brain to not care about having good, nice, expensive cars.
No, man.
You can have one. If that's what you want to do, that's great.
You got the money to afford it, go for it.
But I've never really been in a spot where I'm like, $95,000 vehicle, I'm in. Like, I'm just not in on it. I've been teaching her since she was like three.
Yeah, you got to get that one through, man. That's a good life lesson to learn. You're almost at the brink of needing a kid car. You're getting close.
Yeah, we're debating what to do there. Do we give her the paid-off wife car?
Yeah, and then get the wife a new car?
Yeah.
But then you got that car payment.
And there's another car
payment.
Or you
just go find something super cheap on a used lot for like $2,000.
Well, my wife also doesn't really... We just need to run.
Yeah.
She doesn't really care about cars either.
Sure, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That you just need to get to point A to point B. But yeah, you're almost at the brink of needing another car around the house.
Thanks for the reminders. Nice start to the show there.
Good luck.
I'm broke and I'm about to be more broke.
You need a car and the kid needs a car.
Well...
Call cars for kids, man. What are they up to these days?
I sold a car for car kid.
Did
cars
you?
For kids.
Was
yeah.
it a good deal?
$77.
1-877.
They came and towed it. $77 check.
I mean, that's not bad.
Pretty sure I got ripped off there.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot to get into. We have a guest today. It's 7:27.
We do. Let's talk some football.
Landon Tangwall will join us. We'll talk some college football with him. But let's get it going. We'll start with the NBA playoffs. We had the Sixers Knicks game, and then. Whatever that Timberwolves Spurs thing was. We'll start there, Dirt and Sprague, on 105.1.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
A fan. Well, I didn't want it to continue on, but unfortunately, Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel are going nowhere is a story.
Not going away anytime soon.
This one may be one of the more uncomfortable ones.
You ever rented a boat with a mistress?
While she's pregnant with a child that she's eventually going to name as the same name as you?
Yeah.
No, I haven't done that.
Haven't done that
can't
one?
Can't say that I have.
Didn't pull that card off? That
no.
probably wouldn't be well appreciated at home.
No, I can't say that I've done that.
No.
Vrabel and Rossini shared a boat together in June of 2021 while she was pregnant with her first child, who she coincidentally named Michael.
Just uncomfortable. Every single one that comes out seems to be worse than the last. You wonder, have we hit the bottom? Nope. Nope.
I thought the story was kind of fading. Finally, I thought it had faded.
For about 10 days, we were fading into the background a little bit. It hadn't gotten completely away, but it had faded a little bit. And then this one, whoop, shot it right back to the forefront.
So in the if you're saving your marriage department, which one of them or either of them has shared or not shared all there is? So when this stuff comes out, the spouse or significant other isn't like,
are you kidding me?
What?
Wait, what?
You know what I mean? Like, did Vrabel sit down and say, look, this is really what happened. I had an affair for 6 years. I apologize. I am a human being. I ask for your forgiveness. And we met up here. We did this. We went there.
You got to check everything off the list that you ever did together so there's not a surprise that comes to the news.
Because they're digging.
They're digging.
At this point, TMZ will dig and find anything they can.
Yep.
So I'm wondering, do you think they both have told their significant others all of the details, or do you think their significant others are waking up going, What?
I mean, I'd imagine Diana Rossini's not with her significant other anymore. I just would think that that's not going to happen. We have not seen an official divorce filing yet,
no.
But I just don't have a feeling that that's going to last based on not only all of this, but her public comments that preceded that about her husband that we played the audio of.
Yeah.
That made everybody very uncomfortable. Like, that's just, I give that a 0.00001% chance of survival. Okay? That's not happening. The death rate of that marriage
really?
Is nearly concrete. Now, Vrabel as an NFL head coach maybe feels a little bit different. Remember, he's going to counseling, okay? He's working on himself now. He even missed day 3 of the NFL draft. What a bold move on his part. He bought his wife a sweatsuit at the Salt Lake City airport, okay? So he's going over the top to try and save this thing. I can't imagine why anybody would want to be married to either one of these people after all of this has gone down, but to each their own, I guess. I just give him a slightly better chance of survival just because of who he is, and he's an NFL head coach, and I don't know. I just there's no chance Rossini and her husband stick together.
I think the follow-up on Rossini would be, you know, babe, if we can make it through this,
we can make it through anything.
We can make it through anything.
If we can overcome this difficult spot in our relationship.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you for
clarifying
that.
Think about how strong our relationship will be coming out of this on the other side. Like, just put yourself on either side of the shoes.
That's terrible.
Like, if you did this to your wife, there's no chance your wife's staying with you.
Also,
and if your wife did this to you, there's no chance you're staying with your wife.
The amount of stuff that's already come out about them, I promise you, I asked the question, but I'm sincere here. There's no way they've remembered all of these hangouts.
No, at this point, if it's been this long and this...
6 years of secret hangouts that have gone on for how many times?
Yeah, maybe
this is a relationship.
It is. Maybe if it's a little more exotic, it makes you remember more, but like, do you remember what you were doing on a vacation 4 years ago with your wife?
No.
I couldn't tell you.
No, the wife and I both were trying to think back, what did we do last Mother's Day?
I had to like track back of like, okay, I think we... Was that the year that we went to? Was that the... No.
What'd you do for your wife's birthday last year? Not to put you on the spot, but my point here is it's not that it's not special. It's just that, like, life, man.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, especially with kids involved. You get a little distracted.
You've been sick 8 times this winter.
One day bleeds into the next.
Exactly.
And you're like, wait a minute, it's already Thursday? I feel like it's been 2 days of the week so far.
Exactly.
It's just flying by. So, no, I couldn't answer that question.
So not great for Vrabel and Rossini, but that's
who's going to get that Rossini interview? Who's going to nab that one? Is that Barstool? Is it a pardon my take?
I'm going to continue to push back here. This is disgusting.
Yeah, it's awful.
You're pregnant with your child and you're having the affair on a boat.
It's awful.
And then you end up naming the child the same name.
There's no defending anybody on either side of this.
I'm going to go with the original take. I don't think she's coming back. I think this is over.
Mm.
This is over. Even for the levels of Barstool, this is over.
I'm not quite there yet.
What are you getting
yet
out of it? She's never going to be an insider again.
No. No.
So what are you getting out of it?
A personality. Barstool has a lot of bad personalities that I don't think are very good. So
that's fine.
She would fit in that regard.
So you're going to try to do Call Her Daddy Part 2?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't know what her future is.
All right.
I just don't think her career's over, but I don't necessarily think it's the worst take in the world. I just know how society usually works and we move on. And she'll do some funny interview or some, you know, saving grace interview and not everybody, but some people will run to defend her.
Sure.
And, you didn't understand and it was so difficult and, you know, go
people
down.
People are doing that?
That will happen. You know that side of the argument will come out. Mm-hmm. When she does an interview, she didn't anything publicly, so that's the reason it hasn't happened yet. The second those clips start going viral and she's on Call Her Daddy and it tops like the biggest Taylor Swift podcast hits we've ever seen before,
yeah,
I think that will be the relaunch of her career.
There
are now people in the NFL who, by the way, think there's a non-zero chance that Vrabel gets fired, which I still don't go down that road.
Wait, there's a non-zero chance?
Like
that
it's greater than zero. Like it's not a 0% chance.
Oh.
Like 5%, 2%, like whatever you want to put
it at. Yeah, I saw people with this take. Oh, definitely not going to be there week one. I'm like, again, do you know what his boss did?
Yeah.
And the NFL got way out in front of this. It was like, we're not punishing this guy.
Should we grade the severity of each action? What's worse, cheating on your wife for 6 years with an insider in the league?
Providing information from your team?
Probably about players and coaches and personnel on your team and other teams.
Yeah.
Or getting a rub and tug in Miami. Neither one's great.
I think one being the owner makes a difference.
It absolutely does. And one has there's a workplace conflict of interest angle to it that doesn't exist with the
one's
cut.
Legal, one's just morally wrong.
Yes, yes.
Like, you
know
what, I mean?
What information was he providing her?
Yeah.
That's a lingering question that we don't know.
What a story.
There's no happy endings here. is the reality to this story.
Unless you're Robert Kraft.
Unless they just get together. What if they did that? Both husbands
and
wives.
They come out and say, this is our kid.
Dude, screw it. These
are
our kids.
We're in love.
We're done. Now I'm the Patriots insider.
Well, no, now she's just Taylor Swift. They show her in the box. That's how we see Rossini the rest of her life.
You're clearly in love. There's clearly something here. We might as well pursue it, guys.
That's crazy.
See what we can land on.
That's crazy. Knicks Sixers, huh?
How about that game?
That's a good game.
It was funny because we did our parlay yesterday on the show. We took the dogs. And then the second we get off the air, we find out that Joel Embiid's not playing.
I was so pissed.
That was like opening segment of Harrison Meringue. We're sitting out here in the bullpen, and we hear the breaking news sounder. I'm like, ooh, what juicy news is Patrick? What? No Joel Embiid? And we have people tweeting us of like, well, there goes that parlay. And ironically, they covered the number.
I was more worried on the Minnesota end of it. Now, winning straight up, yeah, that flew out the window. But if you took the points because you liked our thinking, you just didn't like the money line of it,
yeah,
you were okay on that end. You weren't okay on the other end if you took the dog.
No.
25 lead changes and 76ers Knicks. It's the most in any playoff game in 11 years.
Wow, that's a hell of a stat.
Yeah, it's the most recent playoff game with 25-plus lead changes since Spurs at Clippers, first round 2015.
That's pretty remarkable. It felt like that. I wouldn't have been able to tell you the number off the top of my head. Really good game, though. Like, Philly played hard. You knew that they would. New York was due for a little bit come-down-to-earth game after their blowout in game one. They weren't going to win by 30 in my mind. Edgecombe was fantastic. Like, Philly found other guys that kind of stepped up.
It was their fourth quarter was abysmal.
They just could not find a bucket, and it was,
12 points.
Yeah, New York went on a night. It was tied. New York goes on a 9-0 run, and you're kind of like, all right, that's it. I don't know if you're going to find enough offense here in the last couple of minutes to overcome that. It just stings because you had a chance to steal one on the road without Embiid in the lineup. Had they won that game, the feeling on the series is drastically different. Not that they're done. They're going home. You win game three.
I think it's done.
And I don't blame you for that.
I think they're beating four of the next five games against New York.
I also don't think so. But you win game three and game four. We'll see what happens. Embiid, I'm assuming, will be back in the lineup for game three. Like, they're toast if he's not playing.
I have no clue what his health status is.
You can win a game without him. You're not winning the series without him. So they desperately need him back. But kudos to them at least for playing hard and making it a watchable game, because it was the reverse of what we had on Monday. The second game was over basically 4 minutes into the second quarter. You're like, all right, Minnesota can't score a bucket, and San Antonio's up. They ain't looking back here.
Yeah, super random sports fan thing. I utterly despise the Knicks wear those black uniforms at home.
Agreed.
You're
agreed.
The Knicks.
It's blasphemous.
What are we doing?
You have one of the best uniforms in all of sports.
It's just a standard, iconic white uniform that looks great on your court.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't know, man.
They're ugly.
At least they're their colors and not like their carpet jersey, but I bet you there's Knicks fans that feel the same way about those jerseys as we do about our carpet jerseys.
And they don't change the floor, do they?
No,
that's
the floor stays the same.
It's MSG. You're not changing Madison Square Garden.
Do they change the floor?
Well, teams do that around the NBA. Like the Spurs,
not
when they
in the
go
playoffs.
In the Fiesta, they do. The Spurs
The Spurs do. Yeah, you're
That was night and day.
Yeah,
like black and white game two.
Two colorful
Fiesta
colors.
They look like a total different game.
Spurs not iconic, though.
Center logo, too.
I would argue the throwbacks are iconic. Not as iconic as the Knicks.
Franchise-wise.
They're
not the Knicks.
Well, they have a lot more success than the Knicks.
Yeah, but they're not talked about nearly the amount of time the Knicks are.
No, they're not.
Who's in the garden?
Who's won a lot more games and a lot more championships in my life? It's not even a debate. They're the best organization of my lifetime, are they not? Has anybody won more titles than them?
The Lakers have
five, right? Six? No, bubble.
I mean,
would
of your life.
How many do the Spurs get?
You're
in
counting
total?
Your full life, or are we counting a certain point here?
We can count my full life since 1989. Bulls have six.
The Lakers have three with Shaq, Kobe,
and then two with Kobe, Gasol, and
then
the bubble.
One.
So they have six. So Bulls and Lakers have six.
Spurs have five.
They have five. Is that how many they finish with?
Yeah. So Bulls have most. Six. If you want to count the Bulls,
yeah. So they'd be in second place. Miami has three,
four.
Four?
No, three.
Three?
Because they won two with LeBron and then D-Wade's 06.
Yeah, the Shaq Wade one.
Yeah.
Boston has a couple.
Boston has two.
Two. Anybody we're missing in there that had a good run?
Rockets got two.
Warriors got, how many Curry have? Four?
Four.
Curry's got four.
Warriors, that's who we were missing.
Yeah, so they'd be in third or fourth.
Yeah.
So they're up there.
Yeah. Minnesota, San Antonio, not as good a game.
That game was
blowout
terrible.
Game. So
turn it off at halftime.
We can give a little thoughts on that. And then I got something else I want to move on to. Just interesting stuff in the NBA last night with Draymond Green and Charles Barkley. I want to talk about that on the other side. Dirt and Sprague, back with more on 105.1.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Fan.
Got some odds and ends for audio to get to coming up here at the top of the hour. One of them is NBA related.
What the hell was I supposed to do?
And the other is a college basketball video. And I want to ask you if you think this is the wave of colleges or college coaches.
Okay.
And how it's not going well, but this person is just saying, I don't care, I'm going to do this anyway.
Ooh.
So I'll bring that to you at the top of the hour. Landon Tangwall is going to join us. He is a former offensive lineman for Penn State. He's going to hop on at the bottom of the 7 a.m. hour. We'll talk some college football, some spring football takeaways, don't you know, Andrew?
He's the level of nerd that I love. If you're doing spring film breakdowns, you're my kind of guy, Landon. Come on down.
And we'll get his thoughts on the expansion of the playoff, how the Big Ten's going to stack up this year, and his opinion of how the Big Ten separates itself, or has at least for three seasons, from the SEC. So we'll talk with Landon Tangwall coming up in the 7 a.m. hour. Not a whole lot in that Spurs-Minnesota game.
No.
I was quite disappointed. I got done with basketball last night, and I opened my phone, and I'm like,
what's the score? It's
what?
J-no.
I kept it on until roughly late third, and then I was like, yeah, it's done. It's a 30-point game.
It's a bull move, Cotton. That was a flip-off at halftime for me, and a check on the ESPN app every 10-ish minutes of like, let's just make, yep, okay. Let's just make sure, yep, okay.
The wife asking the best question. Why is Wimby still in? I go, I have no clue. They're up 30 points. This game is over.
I would have sat him down. Now, to be fair to them, they did see in their elimination game against us, they had a 30-point halftime lead, and we cut it to nine.
Yeah.
So they made him worry a little bit there in the back half of the game. So maybe that was the thought for San Antonio of, like, let's not let that happen again. I know they still ended up winning by double digits. Minnesota certainly better than us, so they're capable of doing that. They couldn't find any offense. San Antonio smothered them defensively early in the game. They were lucky to get 20 points in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. Outside of a couple of Randall buckets, like, they were really close to having like a 12-point opening quarter. And San Antonio wouldn't light the world on fire, but then you compounded all those misses from Minnesota, fast break buckets the other way. It just, that was a runaway freight train where they held on until, I want to say, about 6 minutes in the first half. You're like, all right, it's like 10-12. It's still within contact. And then all of a sudden you look up and you're like, wait a minute, they're up by 25. It escalated very quickly. And San Antonio did what they needed to do. Like, you lost game one, you blew it. You had to come out and win game two. They got it done still. I think your take is going to end up being correct. Probably the most compelling series of the second round. That just was a really bad performance by Minnesota.
Are you willing to say New York-Philly's done?
I'm not quite there yet.
Even
I know that might
2-0?
Be dumb. I just, there's something about New York being funky at times.
Okay.
And then Embiid's impact at the end of the Phillies Boston series was huge, man.
I just don't know.
And
what
I get
is
it.
That health status?
I don't know. He keeps getting hurt. And now he's not available. He's on the training table all day. I just, if he comes back and looks good in game three and they win game three, you got a little bit of life there.
Okay.
So I'm not quite willing to say it's done yet, but I certainly will acknowledge my Philly ticket's not looking great right now.
OKC and LA.
That's done. Yeah, it's done.
Cleveland, Detroit.
Not, you can't say done for either of those teams.
Best answer would have been, who cares?
Yeah.
It's far and away a series people care about the least.
Yeah, it's not even close. Because on one in the West, we know there's no chance, but at least we get to appreciate LeBron for a couple of games.
I guess, yeah.
For four, maybe five. We'll see how long it goes.
Right.
But it ain't going longer than five.
What does Oklahoma City want it to be? Four or five? We'll have to wait and find out.
If they take a night off, then we'll go five.
Whereas the Minnesota game, like Minnesota, I didn't think Minnesota played their best game, and Edwards could have played better, and they still got a game one win.
They did.
But you see the other side of that is what they can look like when they're not playing well and San Antonio is playing well.
Yeah.
See you later. Good night. That game's never close.
I do have a feeling, and maybe I'm being disrespectful to New York here, because Indiana certainly made me look like an idiot last year. Nobody saw them coming or being competitive in the finals. And if Halliburton doesn't pop his Achilles in game seven, who knows what that series ends up looking like. There is a feeling, though, like no matter who gets to the Western Conference Finals, I just feel like that's the NBA championship. Like Minnesota and all the runs that they've been on and having the player of Anthony Edwards, if they are to win the series or vice versa, San Antonio, that has a Seahawks-Rams vibe to me. I would be very surprised if the Knicks or whoever else is to come out of the East is to win an NBA championship.
Hmm.
That would be a shocker for
me. Why do you think that?
Shocker maybe is not the
Indiana
right word.
Get,
I mean, I literally just said that. I know.
Well, I know.
I get it.
I'm kind of surprised you would go with that take.
Are you betting on New York to beat OKC in the NBA Finals? No.
I don't know if I'm dismissing the idea of it.
I'm not trying to say there's a 0%
chance.
Like, what
if Brunson is otherworldly Brunson?
Yeah, he could be great.
Cat.
Can he be great for seven games? Can he be great for an entire series, not one game?
I mean, yeah, why not? So you think it's a formality that it's OKC to
I hope I'm wrong.
Reign supreme?
Because I hate Oklahoma City.
It feels that way, certainly. But
passion of a burning sun, I hate Oklahoma City.
I think because of how shocking it was to see Indiana do to Oklahoma City what they did, even though it was Oklahoma City's first go-around.
They had a very
it.
Young team who had never been there before, going through it for the first time. First
right.
series playoff run. The only other year they went was the year before they lost in the second round. They hadn't even been to a conference finals together
but
yet.
But you also have to remember the Indiana run of like...
Mm-hmm.
Who did they beat last year? They beat Boston on their way, right?
They beat New York.
Well, the New York game particularly, like the bounce in the game one that went a mile high and came straight down. Like, if you would have told me after that point, like, Indiana's going to make the finals and they're going to be within game seven at OKC. Halliburton, Achilles away, I would have been like, I don't know if I buy that.
You can't spend all season telling me the advanced metrics tell me that this OKC team is as good as the Kevin Durant Warriors or the Michael Jordan Bulls and then not, like, those series were not competitive when they got to the NBA Finals.
No, the Bulls went up
3-0. If you're telling me, if the advanced metrics and analytics are telling you that this is one of the three greatest teams in the history of the NBA.
I think the Warriors beat the Cavs two straight years, 8-1.
They smoked Cleveland.
I think they won
in
5 in one season and then swept them in the other.
And the Jazz put up a fight for a game or two, and then Jordan hits a shot, and it's like there was never really a chance that they were going to lose that series. It didn't even go to 7.
Yeah.
So I hope I'm wrong, man. I hope Oklahoma City loses. I have a hard time seeing anybody other than them win the title.
I give the Knicks a puncher's chance is what I would say.
I'll be rooting for the Knicks.
The Oklahoma City's probably going to go in. They're going to be like a -350 favorite. But I'll take the Knick value if it's like +150, +200 to win the series.
I mean, I'll bet on it because I lose a lot of money anyway, so why not? And I want to root for my bet in order to cash. I ain't gambling on the Thunder to win the finals. The odds aren't great, and then I don't even feel good about
that. But if you know
they're
going to win, you bet a decent amount.
It's like, what are their odds to win the championship right now? -300, -250. It's got to be.
Oh, you think it's minus money?
Yes. For them to win the NBA title, I think it's minus money. Maybe I'm wrong there. If it's plus money, then I might have to do that. It's going to make me feel dirty.
Let me look this up.
San Antonio looked vulnerable in game one, and they might come back and win that series in five for all we know. They lost game two to Portland and then won the series in five, so they blew a game at home.
It's -165.
Yeah, dude. Like, who's San Antonio next on the list?
+425.
Yeah, what's New York right now?
+750.
Yeah, those are, I mean,
that's a bunch of chance.
I hope you're right. NBA has had a fun run of surprising us and not having a back-to-back champion, and Indiana damn near pulled off a shocking upset last year.
So I know it's about.
I hope you're right.
I know it's about matchups, but the Pistons being plus 1,800 and the Wolves being plus 4,000 is a crazy gap.
That is a massive number.
Get out of here with that.
That is a massive number.
I don't think Detroit can beat New York.
I think it's just the idea of Detroit being in the East and Minnesota's going to have to beat San Antonio and then Oklahoma City.
I get. It's just funny.
Detroit's
got to
survive James Harden and 47 turnovers tonight. Can they do it? I don't know.
We'll have to wait and find out. Yeah, we'll see, man. I don't know. We've had kind of a duddy second round.
I would say, yeah.
Even though Cleveland, Detroit got interesting, nobody cares.
It's been a pretty duddy first round or in
no,
NBA
first
playoffs.
Round was great.
Was it great? Why was it great? We had two bad game sevens.
We had three game seven. Having a bad game seven doesn't take away from that. You got three of them.
How much of the Raptors-Cavs series did you watch?
Almost none till the end. When did R.J. Barrett
So you
hit
the waited
shot?
Until game six, so you got a good game six, and then game seven sucked.
You thought the first round was bad?
I did,
The first round's largely a snooze
I mean, it's
fest.
Always bad. It's I'm not. That's not an offensive thing.
We were
the
in the first round, first of all.
And
so.
Our series sucked.
We were.
If you're a general NBA fan, that series
been
did
up
nothing, for
one.
Nothing for you.
If you're a general NBA fan, you're not wrong.
Nothing.
All right, fine.
Conference finals, I hope, are fun.
No, that's cool. You didn't like the first round.
No,
get
I didn't.
Out of here.
Second round kind of sucks,
I'll just shut
too.
Up now. Loaded second hour. We'll talk with Landon Tangwall. He'll join us at 7:27. And I'm going to kick off the second hour. I have some fun with audio I want to get to. One is a college basketball coach, and the other, Draymond Green calling out a legend. Quite the sight on television. We'll get to that hour number two, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.